Good morning. We're continuing Chayyadim Chalon and Gimel. We're learning Simon Zayin. A Kimeim Apitrius, edible fungi, mushrooms. Beim Vashalom, Beim Rukochim, Shachol, Sheino, Golo, Rak, Meyavir. It doesn't have a root system. It grows, so it's not considered rooted in the ground, even though it grows on a tree, but it's not rooted in the on the ground. It's not rooted in the ground. So it absorbs moisture from the air, etc., or from the ground, but that's not considered root in the ground, so it's not considered B'ri Adama. And therefore the bracha is a shahakol, and it's irrelevant whether you're eating them raw, cooked, or sometime a mixture. Simon Ches, olive rodim, a person will take rose petals. Imanim shkukim or rusakim legamri, if they're totally ground up, it's not different than anything else which you had before, but it's totally ground to the point that it's not no longer recognizable, it loses its bracha. But if it's recognizable, so what bracha do you make on it? Now, rose bushes are trees in the halachic sense, that the bush remains from year to year. It doesn't grow anew from the ground every year, that's the definition of Repi Adoma. But rather, even in regards to the height issue, it usually could be high enough that it would definitely be a Repi Eitz. A person's eating the petals, he makes a doma. But working brepi a doma, da'av gav the gedalim al eitz. So the chayyim asks himself, well, why am I saying brepi a doma? It grows on a tree. Kivin shalom enam ikra pri ela hazera shalem hu ikra. The primary purpose is to use the seeds to make more plants, etc. The petals, the rose petals, are just a side usage, so they're not the acre of the plant. So therefore, we've said when you have a fruit and you have other components besides the fruit which are edible, the bracha on the other components is going to be downgraded to a brepi adama. Simon tests. Pilpulin of zangam rutuvim. So you have peppercorns. So this is not bell peppers. Those large green, red, yellow, orange items that people call peppers. But rather, it's the peppercorn, the black type of peppercorns, or those white ones, which you can grind up, and that's what we get the black pepper that we use, etc. So those are called pilpulin. They grow in a tree, and theoretically, the bracha should be brei peyotz. On the other hand, generally, they're not eaten, person does not eat them directly, so person would eat them, the bracha would be shahakol. Okay, but what about if they're still fresh and they're still edible before they've dried up? Or zangabal, which is, we mentioned before, ginger, retuvim, which are still, they're still fresh, which the chayim puts in parentheses, ze'enim b'medina, said, we don't have that around here where we live. So he lived all the way in the northern part of Poland, or Lithuania, they didn't have these type of fresh ginger. So it wasn't fresh, but it had been mixed with honey or with sugar and cooked like that. And now it's edible. So what's the bracha? The process of doing that is true even though it's dried first. Once it's dried, it loses its bracha, because it's not really edible as is, but once you would do this process of cooking it in honey, it becomes edible. So the mavor prepi adama, that's considered a normal usage, and the bracha is prepi adama. So the question is, alva gav shehem min ilon, they both really function as a tree, and the theoretically the bracha should be prepi oates. Because malkam pilpulin lo noti ikur nitiyosa die to the hafri. It's not planted primarily for this type of usage. It was zangabal eno ikur hapri, the same thing with ginger. And therefore, it's a side usage, the bracha is repi adama. Now, the chayyim goes off into a different discussion, the lochas of bishalakim. So to explain that point, we need to give an introduction to the lochas of bishalakim, as we will do that in the upcoming share. Meanwhile, have a good day.